In the parking lot of Lockport High School, you can see a new outside surveillance camera above a back entrance door. The district is one of the first in the nation to use this in schools. The security software already is in some airports and casinos. But one parent is outraged at privacy issues for Lockport schools.
It's just a violation of privacy that no one talked to parents about.
Jim Schultz tells WBFO News the system would constantly record students with digital cameras.
The system was pitched to the district as a way to keep bad people out of the buildings. What nobody admitted until the very end was that this is going to be a set of 300 cameras that are going to be constantly filming the students and the teachers in the halls in every school in the district, and at any point in the future that somebody, whether it's the school district or the police or anyone else, they can literally go back and create a map of who hung out with who in the halls.
Lockport Superintendent Michelle Bradley declined an interview but issued a statement saying the district must finalize protocols for use. It should be fully in place by the end of the month, but will not go live until all protocols are adopted. The district purchased the system from a Canadian company, spending over $2 million of state funds from the Smart Schools Bond Act. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya tells WBFO News they're making sure Lockport tackles those privacy issues.
That they have in place the privacy concerns addressed that we know are necessary. And so that is all part of our guidance that we're working with them to understand the importance of that.
The New York Civil Liberties Union responded to the use of the system, saying schools should be safe places for students to learn, not spaces where they're constantly surveilled. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.